Yo, what up, everyone?
Let's do this.
Hey, yo.
Welcome to our world.
All right, first we're going to talk about a report that more than 12,000 Boy Scout members were victims of sexual abuse. Now, is this a real issue or more hysteria from the fake news? Next, President Trump is now on an all-out war with Democrats hungry for impeachment. We'll see how this plays out. Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez was forced to delete a tweet this week. Dumb. After mistaking a Democrat for a Republican. I can't with these hoes. And finally, some Democrats are now proposing a $600 billion student loan debt forgiveness plan. We are creating a generation of leechers. All right, all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Yes.
Well. Look who's back, guys. Who's back in the house?
Oh, God.
Welcome back, Ray.
Welcome back.
You.
What's going on? Ray Chronicles.
Let's take it away in weird news.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. So I'm starting it off with a solid gold article. Japanese police questioned maker of anatomical skeletons after bones of 500 humans were found in their garden.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they made like the fake skeletons for like, you know, like doctor's offices, all that other jazz. Turns out that after questioning the president of a company that manufactured anatomical skeletons after the discovery of bones in an estimated 500 people in the garden of a suburban home in Tokyo, the man who has not been named, as he has not yet been charged, is the head of a company. Apparently, in the article, they basically just said, like, yeah, like, we used to get, like, skeletons so that we could make the anatomical skeletons after them. But the sketchiest part is that sources told the newspaper that a person questioned in connection with the inquiry said that the company president had imported the bones from India a few decades ago to use as skeleton models. Wait,
that's weird.
It just sounds to me like they got the skeletons to make their plastic skeletons, right? And when I don't know why he would bury them in his garden at home. That's the weird part.
Think about it though. I mean, maybe he's like, man, these were real people. You know what I mean? Like, I should bury them and give him the respect that it deserves.
Right.
But at the same time, now he's in trouble.
Is he
in trouble, right?
Could be because the country didn't know that it was importing skeletons.
Is that illegal?
So, I mean, I would imagine, like, you can't, like, I mean, when you mail anything, even like across the country, you have to at least put, like, oh, this is, you know,
medical
hair products,
hazardous material.
Exactly.
Well, you said he did it, it was decades ago, right?
Well, supposedly, it was just common a few decades ago to use it. So industry sources added that it was common for companies that produce anatomical human skeletons for Japanese schools, universities, and laboratories to use real human bones up until the 1970s, which is common. Like there are human skeletons that you would get,
I'm pretty sure we had a skeleton in one of my high school classes that was
real
an
human?
Actual...
Me too.
Really?
Yeah, it's medical. You donate your body to science. They use them all.
No wonder why Japanese kids are so much smarter than us.
I'm going to donate my bones. They're going to be like, what is this?
Who is this midget?
He's a tiny bone.
He's a hobbit.
Who is this hobbit?
Stupid fat hobbit.
But look at his feet. Look at his feet, though. You know what I mean?
But I mean, like, H.H. Holmes, that's how they were able to catch one of the people that he killed, because he killed a 6'3" woman back in, I think, 1800s, which is not very,
very
common that there's going to be a woman that's that tall.
Yeah.
And you can tell by their pelvis as to whether it's a guy or a chick with skeletons.
The child bearing him.
Just making faces like, he's ready.
Where's the tall girl at?
Alrighty, so the next one I brought up, just to bring up briefly, there's another turkey attack.
Turkeys.
Gobble, gobble.
Something's going on.
You know, so Ray,
this is
the last time you brought up this story, you mentioned that maybe it was the turkeys getting revenge.
It is.
You might be right.
It was a pregnant woman in Cambridge attacked by a group of wild turkeys. Since then, she now walks around with an umbrella to like open it up and scare them off.
So they were coming at her and attacking
her?
Because I knew that a friend of mine from Minnesota was telling me that there's geese out there that peck at you and stuff. I didn't know turkeys did that.
I hear chickens are that way too. I wonder if that's just a
They're rising up. They're rising up against the meat eaters, yeah, you heathens.
Exactly. They already know that they're above us because most of them can fly. Can wild turkeys fly? Are they like chickens?
We did? We talked about this, yeah. They can.
For short distances or something like that.
So I guess this poor girl, who is 7 months pregnant, has developed a turkey phobia. It happened after two separate incidents that this happened, by the way.
So when you get when you get turkey phobia, is it like no more turkey sandwiches? And
no,
what do you do for Thanksgiving?
Or is turkey. It just
See, now you're getting your revenge.
What do you do for Thanksgiving?
Lasagna.
You eat a lot of turkey.
You're Italian. I mean, you know what to do.
She's not a live turkey, right? It's different than a dead one.
I don't know. It's a turkey phobia.
Yeah, she said turkey phobia. So
I wish we had her number. I want to call her and talk to her about
she
this.
She has a turkey
Get her on the phone.
Phobia.
Well, stop. Get her on the phone right
she
now.
She has a lot of quotes on here, but one of them is be careful, especially if they're making direct eye contact with you. So apparently that's how they're like, look, it's like dogs. Like, you know, like.
Yeah, I think exactly. That's just a natural
you look at a dog and it's going
to. Trait, right?
Yeah, there's more to that story. She had to mess with the turkeys. They just don't go out of their way to attack somebody. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I've never been in a turkey farm, so I really don't know.
Field trip to the turkey farm.
We're gonna do a podcast at the turkey farm. See if they attack anybody.
We're live here. Gobble, 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 gobble. And there goes his eye.
Well, did you ever watch that one, Bob's Burgers?
No, I missed it.
Wait, there's a pecking order? It's hilarious. What? And you have to like assert your dominance over these turkeys.
What do you mount the turkey to show your dominance?
You're the pack leader.
No, you gotta peck
them. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, I can't right now. Next.
All right, on to the next one.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Yeah.
I have a mummified captain found in a ghost ship drifting at sea. Which is kind of horrifying. Apparently, this guy went missing roughly about 2 years ago. And because of the high temperatures and dry ocean winds of the salty air, it was able to perfectly make it so that his body was completely mummified. The yacht was found partially sunken and they still found him like totally fine inside of it. And like you can even see him like kneeling over his desk in it.
What?
Apparently he was a 59-year-old man that was found off the coast of the South Philippines and he died of a heart attack.
He died of a heart attack kneeling down.
Like he was sitting at his desk, like
over the map.
This is the picture of him.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of gnarly, right?
He turned kind of gray.
Yeah.
He got mummified all gray.
That's crazy.
The last time that he sent out a message was in 2015, but he has not been seen since 2009. Because he just like went out.
Is it the salt water?
Yeah, supposedly like the salty air is supposed to help out with it.
The article mentioned something about the warm, dry air.
Yeah.
Which I don't, that's weird. We figure on the ocean.
I
mean,
natural is rare.
That's some weird. Tim's not buying it.
It's weird, right?
No. I mean, he got mummified, but oh,
there's some foul play here.
How do you not find the yacht after 2 years? I mean, don't they have like GPS trackers on there?
No, remember that plane that was missing forever?
There's more to it. Every time a plane goes missing, I
wait, so was he by himself?
Yeah, he's by himself. He was just out sailing the world in his yacht, living the dream, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to change course, the tides are going to take you wherever they take you. I mean,
So my last one is probably the most interesting one that I have, where the former manager of the DOD Aerospace Threat Program states that UFOs are real.
Is he a former?
He retired one day prior to this. It was the official launch to the Stars Academy of Arts and Science. He was supposed to speak at it and he quit the day prior. But it was a whole team of people that agreed with him. So former people that used to work for the government, 25-year-old veteran of the CIA's Directorate of Operations, a Lockheed Martin program director for advanced systems at Skunk Works, and a former deputy assistant secretary of defense for intelligence.
Did they say what they look like?
So, what they said was, we believe that there are discoveries within our reach that will revolutionize the human experience.
What does that mean?
That's kind of ominous. You can kind of take that wherever you want.
Well, it
means nothing.
When you go back to like the Roswell thing that happened back in what, the 60s,
50s, 60s,
and
like
there's all these inventions from that time frame, like the microwave and all that stuff. And
Wi-Fi.
One of the theories is that they got it from the Roswell crash.
Mm-hmm. GPS.
Guys, so I have a story, and I've told you guys about this, but I had an Uber driver once.
Started cracking me up.
He's taking me home, Jeremy.
Listening.
This guy is taking me home, right? And, I'm out, you know, I had been out drinking and having a good time, and I was like, I'm going to Uber at home. And Uber comes.
Very mature of you.
Very, everybody, Uber out there.
Yeah. Don't drink and drive.
Uber everywhere.
Like me.
So anyway, so. Okay. Anyway, so he picks me up. And, you know, he starts telling me his story, his life story. And for the most part, it sounded legit. You know, he's like, I used to be in the Marines. And then I started doing this. And then he went into the, I became a special ops. And I went on these missions. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he's like, and I went on these special missions and whatever. And then he's like, dude, yeah, I even ended up in Area 51.
Well, and I mean, like, Area 51 is a real place.
Okay.
Sorry. Continue your story.
Yeah. He said, yeah. And I was with this group of people and I left that group and I ended up in this room. And he said he saw the alien. Yes, dude. Now, as soon as he started saying that, I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. This is it. This is it. They're gonna find me. I'm gonna be on some news report.
I think he texted me too that night.
Now, yeah, dude. So I started recording it. Now, I wish I could show you guys but I can't find it. So I will find it.
It's not real.
No, 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 it's real. I'm gonna show you guys later. But anyway, so he's telling me, he says, you know, they took me and all this, and so he's telling me this elaborate story about how he was abducted and they did something to him. And then the whole time I sobered up so quick and I'm like, Lord, just get me home. I will never drink again.
Oh, wow.
Please get me home. Oh, dear. I got home and I drank.
Next day we went out.
You drank when you walked in the house. You're like, I didn't drink. Anyway,
but yeah, so freaking, that was the weirdest Uber I've ever had, man. Yeah. Somebody starts telling me about being abducted by aliens.
You know, wasn't there a TV show where they did like, taxi cab confessionals or something like that, where they filmed New York, whatever, they would get in the back of the cabs and they would ask the cabbies, like, what's the weirdest person you picked up or your weirdest story you have driving a cab?
It's always like sex stories, though.
Was it?
I don't like people fucking.
I just
back
remember hearing it was something called. Was it Taxi Cab Confessions or something like that?
What, too far?
I don't know. I never heard of it.
Yeah. I could have swore that's what they're.
No,
called.
But on that Tim. So I. You know how many? I Uber a lot.
Oh,
so,
I know you do.
So there was the vast majority of the guys tell me, yeah, picking up girls, especially out in Scottsdale or something. They've been partying. They've been proposed sex.
Wow.
Oh, come on. All these girls, they go home alone, whatever, and these guys are like, a lot of them are saying, dude, I'm making a killing out here. Yeah,
like I wouldn't do it. Slaying like money.
No, girls. You
the first
know
one,
I mean? The first one. Yes.
Really?
And I'm like, really? I'm like, I'm gonna tell Tim about this.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. So, nah, sorry. That, I draw the line on that because you know
what?
Do you
think they're lying or do you think they're being real?
Both. I do think it's real. We probably know some people that have probably done it. Wait, I just what? Honestly, ooh, I'm not going to name names. No, we can't do that. But
we'll talk later.
My thing is, you told me this, you had a story about, never mind. Right. Anyway,
wow. Wait, don't tell.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he's
talking
about.
So anyway, I personally, if I was an Uber driver, yeah, it could be time that I wouldn't do that because it takes, dude, it's
takes
so easy.
One to fuck you.
No, but it takes one girl to go.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Even if she's sitting in the back, she could turn around and say something. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Even if by you saying no, she can turn around. And then all of a sudden, you're in this whole,
Exactly.
You know.
I was raped
stuff. Yeah. This whole, you know.
You're right.
12,000 cases of the Boy Scouts, you know, for that article that, you know, I sent you guys.
Well, first of all, are you done with the.
Well, there's more evidence behind it besides that.
Well, no, I was saying that as far as the topics that you were going to...
Oh, after this one, yeah.
Okay, cool.
But it was just stating that they said that there was sufficient incredible evidence about UFOs and stuff like that.
Well, really, do you guys think that's real?
Mm-hmm.
UFOs?
A raise of hands. No, but that we found them, that we know of.
100%.
I don't think we found them,
extraterrestrial,
but I think we have
intelligence.
Dude, come on.
Really? You think so? Really?
Yeah.
We've made contact.
So why do we say everything is classified? Why do they always, you know what I mean?
Like governments have always been.
Yeah, but there's been so many.
Secrets.
There's been so many cases where people have come out and said, yes, like ex-military. This isn't the first person from the U.S. government that's come out and said it. There's been numerous generals and all that have said it's real.
So,
UK came
so
out, a bunch of places.
Yeah, what's the most craziest thing that they said that is there? It's very broad in general.
It is very broad. It just says, like, talking about how they believe that they did not exhibit overt hostility and something unexplained is always assumed to be a potential threat until we're certain that it isn't. On the bright side, I believe that we're closer than ever to understanding how it operates and things. So they didn't say necessarily it's aliens. They just said that there's unidentified things that are in other life forms that are there.
So UFO has kind of come to this meaning of space people, but I mean, really anything that's flying that they don't know what it is technically a UFO.
Yeah, exactly.
Weather balloons and, you know,
They even have like a sensitive aerospace threat identification program that focuses on unidentified aerial technologies and things like that. But I do always wonder, like, there's one theory out there that basically back when they discovered aliens for the first time, they thought that if they were to go to the news and be like, look, there's other life forms out here, everybody would just lose their goddamn mind. Like, people would kill themselves. They would run out in the street. It'd be pure hysteria.
They still do that. Since then,
they've been trying to slowly release small things just to see how the public responds to it. So, like, the government has purposely been where it's, like, small little things that they can kind of release just to see how they respond to wean them into it.
So you guys believe that there's some type of intelligence out there that we've made contact with. Okay.
Well, I believe that there's some sort of alien.
What are their intentions?
Unknown.
Are they here
anal probing? I mean, I thought that was all clear.
It's the great human experiment, I think. Yeah.
I mean, even if you're able to look at, like, alternate dimensions and things like that, like, it's infinite. So, like, space in general is infinite. So if we were to think that there's no possible way of another...
Yes, I believe that there's other life out in other planets? Yes, but yeah. I don't know if we've made contact with them because space is so vast.
That was a two-part question. Do you think there's other life out there and have we made contact?
Right.
One, I believe there is other life out there. Have we made contact? I doubt it. Okay. Just did but the math.
How did the pyramids get built? Great Wall of China. These structures are hundreds of... thousands of years old in BC, and they didn't have technology, and these things are still standing.
Have you heard of the Fermi paradox?
No.
It's this idea that human beings have advanced to such a level, and that we somehow destroy ourselves, or some catastrophe, whether it's natural, or whatever, or man-made, we destroy ourselves, and then it starts all over again a million years later. Evolution, blah blah blah, and then here we are.
Liberalism.
Again.
What is that called?
Fermi paradox.
Fermi paradox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so we reach the pinnacle of our knowledge and intelligence, and then we create nuclear bombs and we annihilate each other, and then it just starts all over again. We can never in other words, we've been here as a civilization, as a species or whatever, multiple times and in different iterations. But we can't get past
There's no record of it ever happening.
Right. I'm just saying, it could be that.
Well, I mean, you could take it to the same point of, you could say that, you know, if you want to get religious, you could say that being on Earth is purgatory. You know, like, we're here and we make our choices and we're stuck here for X amount of years. And
we're trying to redeem ourselves from our past.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can go that deep and dive.
Or we're in some type of matrix.
Or we're all still babies and we're dreaming about our lives.
One day we said, hey guys, let's play this game. What is it called? It's called Earth.
The Game of Thrones.
It's called Earth 2.0. And then here we are playing this game. Do you guys, what's that, Black Mirror? Do you guys watch that show?
No.
I've watched a couple of episodes. It's pretty good.
This show is actually pretty, you should watch it. Okay. You guys are in IT. And
it's great.
The technology. So it talks about, there's this one episode that talks about this, about, you know, people who get into this simulation. And they're playing, and then they seem to be attracted to each other continually. They no matter how many iterations of this game.
Man, it's not like the story of my life, being attracted to the same kind of woman. Jesus.
Oh, God.
So, I do have to say, confession time, I'm not going to say anything about it.
You're attracted to the same kind of man.
No. It's the same guy.
It's the same guy, just a different beard.
Of course, I'm not going to say, like, where I work, where you work, anything like that. Therefore, it's not a HIPAA violation. But one of the people that used to work with you guys used to come in as a patient. And
we'll talk later.
We'll talk later. So he came in one day and he looks at me. And he's also spouted off, like, a lot of conspiracy theories and things that, like, were kind of weird. And he looks at me and he's like, I didn't realize you had green eyes. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you know what that means, right?
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
What does it mean? I don't get it.
And I'm sitting there like, no, I'm just here to take your vitals and talk to you. What's up? Like, so he's like, whenever you see somebody with green eyes that you didn't notice had green eyes before, and he was like, because green eyes are the most rare color, that's a sign that the computer that we're in has reset.
Erroneous.
Erroneous?
Wait, what? Oh. So then
the Matrix had reset. Yes, so it was basically a glitch in it.
Yeah. It's a deja vu.
And for whatever reason, he was like, and he stated it had been proven people with green eyes are aliens.
I knew it. Witch. You are a witch.
Hey, guys.
And then he
cover your anal. There's about to be some probing going on.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
Open up wide, boys.
Pucker up. Pucker up. Fellas, pucker up.
Can you stop talking about my butthole, please?
He went on to call me a sexy alien, which I just like froze because I was like, I don't know how to respond to this. This is very awkward.
Did you bend over and put your ass up in the air? Be like, yes, I know.
No. But he also previously was talking to me about how he thinks that he's an alien because he has beta brain waves and the government is using chemtrails to give him headaches and stabbing pains in his head.
How many drugs has this guy done?
How long did you guys date for?
Startling. 12 years.
How long were you married?
3.
How much testosterone did you shoot him up
None.
With?
None. It wasn't for that. It was for something else.
So is it Olympic? Did he tell you guys are going to take over the world and something or what?
No, but then immediately after he tells me this and the government's putting chemtrails, and because the first sound was from Sagittarius from space and he's a Sagittarius, so it's his people trying to contact him. And then immediately after he starts preaching Jesus Christ to the nurse practitioner that comes in afterwards. And then I'm like, I thought it's one or the other.
Does this guy have friends?
That's wild.
There are yes, but I can't.
Now you're saying... And it was Tim.
Start a pull at work.
Oh, high man, five. You're breaching HIPAA.
Exactly. What is this? What is going on right now? All right, moving on. On that note, let's move on to a more serious topic.
I know.
These serious topics
kind of like after a fun thing about anal probing just doesn't sound right. But it came out a couple days ago that there was an article that I pulled up on, you know, my favorite site, abcnews.com.
Disney fan.
Ugh. So apparently, there was an expert who has been working with the Boy Scouts revealed that there have been as many as 7,819 allegedly sexually abused troop leaders and volunteers in the storied organization, according to the news reports, right? So that basically means more than 7,800 individuals allegedly abused 12,000 victims, according to the court testimony.
Right.
That is insane.
Okay.
I mean, that's crazy.
But did they tell you how many?
What?
No.
Wait. What's this okay? Like, you think this
No, it's not okay. Of course it's not okay.
Okay. All right.
But what you got to do, again, is put shit in perspective.
Yeah. Man. How many kids are there?
Let's put it in perspective.
How many years?
Exactly. Because if you look at the Boy Scout numbers, and I went out and looked, because this is over a 75? What time span? 72 years or something like that?
Yeah. Since the 20s, they've kept the database.
Right.
They've kept the database. Right.
Okay. So, but here's the deal, Tim. All right. How many millions of people have been part of the Boy Scouts?
Right.
There's
for
been
70-something years?
2.some billion. Right. That's what... I'm sorry, million. That's what I'm sorry,
you said 2....
2.3 million Boy Scouts have been during that whole time span. So let's do the math.
That's 0.00000.
Thank you.
000.
Exactly. So when somebody comes out and says, oh, there's an epidemic or there's... And it's just to create hysteria.
And
so
this
for
is
me,
what's been reported.
Again, but here, right. even that, let's look at the general population, people who are not part of the Boy Scouts, and that percentage is higher. So for me, when I read this and I... Again, yes, it's wrong and it should be addressed. And I'm not justifying it. But when you try to paint one particular organization... The Boy Scouts, right? To me, you're putting a spotlight on something that is really not
everywhere.
Outside of what the general what is happening in the general population. In fact, it's less than what happens in the general population.
I'm not debating that, but this is like an organization that's supposed to like,
but look at
you know, help
schools.
You know, it helps groom boys into men, teaches them skills. Parents, you know, they let their kids go out, you know, camping trips with them and stuff. That
So we can all say
this shit is
one,
wrong.
One is too many, right?
One. Yeah.
We can all agree one child who goes through this is too many, right? But yeah. But to create this this case where you're, you know, we're saying, oh, there's a problem with the Boy Scouts and we need to, well, you know, destroy whatever, do something, because that's at the ultimate goal, right?
So it's not about destroying it. So if you looking at the article, it was just what brought this up was that there was a case that was going on in Minnesota about a sex case. For a theater in Minnesota or something like that. So in that court case, that's where this got brought up, right? So, and that's where it came to light. But it's not trying to say stop the Boy Scouts. It's just, it's calling to light that, yes, that this organization hasn't been.
So let me hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
So the article states that every single one of those have been, when they get reported, it goes to the police immediately. They're not hushing it up. They're not doing anything. They're allowing the proper channels to do their investigations and figure out, was this person actually doing it?
Right.
Right. And there's no mention of, you know, those numbers of people that were actually found guilty or investigated. Right.
And that would be an interesting number to see.
Right. And but they're not interested in that number.
So here's one thing that I found interesting. And this is just, again, I went and did research on this. And did you know that crime rates in general in the United States have gone down? But the reporting of crime has gone up, right? And so then where perception is reality, people look at the news and like, oh my God, there's an epidemic of crime, and so but what's happening? Let's look at the underlying issue that's causing this. Why are the news organizations now reporting this type of stuff? And it's because they're a dying medium, dude. Yeah. The news, the old giants of the news, they're dying. Why? Right. Because there's new forms of information, and the media is now desperate to stay relevant. And so what they're doing is they're creating this type of hysteria and saying, oh, my God, fire. And people are like, oh, yeah, fire. And so they're attracted to this news, but they're just a dying medium, dude. And so when I look at the story and I say it's fake news. Right. I'm not justifying none of this. These people need to be brought to justice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But let's put things into perspective. Again, it is lower rates than the general population.
So I think what's up, Ray?
I was just going to say, I mean, if you were to look at, just pedophiles in general, they're going to put themselves in whatever situation they're around kids the most. Sadly, even though the Boy Scouts are just a great medium for like teaching people things, and it's survival, well, and it's things like
so
that.
Here's an organization that teaches boys good skills, right?
Yes.
Right. And so we can't. But what's happening is that, dude, I don't mean to quote Batman. Do you remember when people were trying to figure out what's going on with Joker? Why is Joker doing this? And I forget who said this. Was it Dent or one of them comes out and says, well, some people just like to see the world burn.
Yeah, wasn't it Gordon?
Yeah, I think it was one of them. And so this is the reality of it. Some people would rather destroy a good institution that gives values and good things. Because look, here's the deal.
That's not what this article is doing, though.
Again, it's a report. Why not go and report it on what happens in Hollywood?
Right.
Why not go and report what the rates are in other institutions?
So the whole point of this...
To me, it is deception by omission of what else is happening out in other institutions.
But if you look at the end of the article, I mean, it's saying that, you know, critics like the person on the case, they're trying to urge the Boy Scouts to be a little bit more transparent because... Of all
transparent.
The so they are not well, they've never even alerted the public or basically it says they've never actually released the names in any form that could be known to public.
Well, that's
they
never they they've never released the names of the kids.
Yeah. No.
The police.
Yeah.
It's up to the police to release not, it to not the people. Victims. It's not the up victims. To the company.
The alleged because
Either
now
way.
Because their teachers, their coaches in the community. Still around kids.
Right. And it's not
so
the
that's
boys,
where they're saying.
But if they're convicted, the if it's job, alleged,
right.
then it is
alleged.
What it is.
It's not the Boy Scout job to pass judgment on these people and put their names on their website. No.
Okay. So
what,
that to me is the bigger question. If somebody says, whether it's a female, a child, whatever, I've been touched, right? He did whatever.
Right. What the Boy is Scouts supposed to turn that over to the police?
It doesn't which they matter do. In anything. Who is supposed to be alert? Should the police go to you, that person's job and be like, hey, there's an alleged case against him. We are investigating. Now, so, Tim, you does know, that person you have to job. Be you moved well, the, right, but now
you know when I would take when I when I would take convicted. This news seriously is lay out the facts. All right. Let's lay out the facts. That the rate at which this happens in the Boy Scouts is actually lower than the general population.
Well, but they don't. But they don't disclose that. This is about this organization. Not
again. Why only point out one organization? Is it wrong? Of course, it's wrong. But this is the human condition. Humans have a problem. This is not the organization that is promoting this. And when I read articles like this, I look at it from that perspective and I say, this is deceiving because please report all the facts. Let's report what actually happens. And if we were to take the rate, we can say, actually, the Boy Scouts are doing something right. Because
they're doing it better.
Yes.
It's less than, like Nelson said, it's less than the general, you know, society.
Yeah, population, yeah.
And maybe it's because it's a religious organization.
I mean, I think once you have to file as a sex offender, I think that's pretty public.
Right.
It doesn't matter guilty. As to where
so
it happened.
What brought this to light, again, was that the person who was the expert witness for this Minnesota case talked about the, you know, she brought up that she was also part of the Boy Scouts stuff in 2016. So that's what kind of brought this article to be written, right, was based on that number. Not so much that, hey, this has never been, there was a whole case for the Boy Scouts and the alleged sex victim, you know.
So my ultimate message is, let's not be fooled by the fake outrage of people who would rather watch the world burn, is what way that I look at things. Because there's, look, entropy is the natural state of right.
But now where does it go? Because now everything in everybody's mind is everything is, oh, the left, everything is, oh, they're all crying wolf and everything. Eventually something big's going to happen and we're going to take that and be like, we're not even going to give it anything. And it's going to be something
addressed, but I think it should be addressed as a society and not, let's not, you know, say the Boy Scouts are doing something that's promoting this and that's completely
they're
wrong.
Not, they never said they were promoting it. They just want them to be a little bit more transparent about the name.
Again, I will take them seriously as soon as they start reporting on every other institution.
So I'll ask the question. Should the Boy Scouts of America give those names out? I mean, what are they going to do? Put them on their website?
Well, but that's the thing. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know the law is if they are supposed to do their civic duty of
maybe there are cases.
Is it wrong? Tim, is it wrong? What should the Boy Scouts do when they find out that there's a report that somebody's doing something inappropriate? What do you do?
If it happens to a kid, at least at a minimum, they should be telling their parents. And I don't know if they have or not. You know what I mean? If they're like, hey, your son, you know, hey, Jeremy, your kids are claiming that, you know, Connor's claiming that, you know, his troop leader touched him. Like, they got
to
at least
report it to a scout master or whatever.
Right. I mean, you need to know as a parent at a minimum, right?
Right. And they need to call the cops.
Right. But now you add that up, you know, eventually someone's going to say something. So that's why they want people to be transparent, I guess. I don't know. I don't
get the transparency
but
thing.
If this company is supposed to relay crimes that are committed by their company, then why doesn't every company do that? Why doesn't every drug company list everybody that's died from the drugs that they've committed or their employees that have molested kids or their employees that have stolen or did whatever? Like if we're going to hold one company to that standard, then we need to hold all of them to it.
Right. I mean, you hear stories about people dying all the time in Costco
or
Home Depot, right? They'll have like a forklift on one side and they'll bump something on the top.
Yeah. Oh, that's Darwin.
So should we have a death tally and
I see that video.
And where do you draw the line? Is it we hired somebody that stole something, now we need to report it.
Right.
Or, we hired somebody that got into a car accident, we need to report that.
A 0.5%, something that happens to 0.5% of your members is not an issue to me.
And even with 0.0005.
I'm just saying.
They still have to register a sex offender, so it's not like it's a public safety issue. If they get convicted, they're going to be registered as sex offenders. Everybody's going
to
know.
The Boy Scout is not.
They're
going
to have to tell everybody they're not going to be allowed to go back into the Boy Scouts. They're not going to be allowed to even go near a school, which is fucking great. Like, that's the whole purpose behind the sex offenders.
Let's look at the rate that this happens in schools. I probably think, so should we end schools?
Yes.
This school had 3 teachers that fucked a 16-year-old.
Right.
This one had 12. This one had 18. Which school do you want to go to?
Hey.
Well, the only thing is, this, you know, teachers have a better union than the Boy Scouts, apparently.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, so this is why I, when I look at this type of news, it bothers me because there is an affront, a war on values that the Boy Scouts teaches.
Yes.
And that's the real motivation for whoever's reporting this, is that they want to say, oh, see, look at the Boy Scouts. This is what happens in this organization. And to me, that's fake. Stop. Because this is not the norm.
Yeah, at least happens. It's disingenuous.
Exactly.
It's disingenuous?
Yes.
Look at you with the fancy words.
Okay, wow.
I done went to public school.
You got touched too.
By the way, I when I was growing up, I didn't join the Boy Scouts. There was this, the church that I was at, they used to have the Royal Rangers. It was called like that. But I never went any further. I was just a buckaroo. I just learned how to tie ropes.
That's so cute.
Hey, you know what? Your new nickname is Buckaroo. What's up, Buckaroo?
Buckaroo, man.
Buckaroo. I can't. Okay, Boo Buffalo. Wait. Ranger. What was it called?
Royal Rangers.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Okay, Buckaroo.
It's like the knockoff of the Boy Scouts, but
that's
it was
cool. Yeah, at least they're doing something.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you got to do something.
Anyway. All right.
But that's it on that, I guess. I mean, we all stand different points, but, you know, to disagree. We can all agree that it's wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yes, we all agree
at some
on that.
Point.
That's for sure.
None of us in this room, because, you know, we're smart people, but we're not lawmakers. I don't know how you fix this problem.
It's easy to break down an institution, but then my question is, what do we replace it with? What do we replace it with that gives good values and good teachings to kids and good lessons?
I don't think they want
also,
people to have
the
good
Girl
values.
Scouts? How come they never reported any Girl Scout stuff? Right. I'm sure there's some shit there.
Maybe. I'm not.
Yeah, the number. They actually, in the article, I thought they mentioned that it wasn't just men. There was a couple of, they mentioned.
Yeah, but the women that were in.
Most boys won't report that. And this is the honest truth. Because you're a boy and, you know what I mean, like you get
to. The women?
No, I'm saying, yeah, women who do that. Most boys won't report it. This is the
reality. Right, but either way.
I mean, they'll probably like brag with their friends and they're like,
right, and then the parents find out and be like, you know.
But I mean, this is the reality of the difference between the sexes, right? Most boys, that's a. You know,
right?
You know what I mean? Is it still? Of course, it's wrong. But
like
I'm just saying that most boys probably are not going to.
Well,
oh my God!
Well, to me,
what are you doing?
Well, think about it. Think about this. When you hear about the 16-year-old kid that got with the hot, you know, hot young teacher, you're like, good for you, buddy.
Right?
You know what I mean? I'm not like, ugh. Yeah. But when I hear about like the guy that like
is with the 16-year-old girl,
yeah, I'm like, you're a pig. It's a double standard. But you know what? Good for the 16-year-old. You know what? You slaying some good game.
Look, I think
you know
what I mean? I think it fucks up the kid as much.
Yeah,
I think it does. I'm not gonna deny that. Yeah. But again, most boys probably won't report it.
Right. Well, why do you think of a song? I'm sorry, Mrs. Robinson. You know what I'm saying? This ain't nothing new.
This ain't nothing new.
It's been going on. Every boy's dream is to be with an older woman.
Really?
And yeah. Older the fiddle,
Nelson,
sweeter the... Hold on. Older the fiddle, sweeter the tune.
Not at my age range. Sorry.
Hey, man. They
Nelson,
know what they're doing.
Do you concur?
I'm a Christian.
So... Never mind.
Wait, as he was talking about before, going to the bar, drinking, Ubering... Sex stories, anal probing from the Uber driver.
Jesus,
okay, we got you.
Turned water into wine, not the other way around. So, cheers, fellas.
There you go. Cheers.
On that note, so.
All right, this other topic I think is one of the ones that I.
This one, this one got me, right? So, this thing, what's her name? Something Warren.
Pocahontas.
Elizabeth Warren.
Pocahontas, yes.
What?
So Elizabeth Warren,
she says she's a Native American. Do you know this?
Yeah.
Well, I'm 5%.
I mean, you look at her.
Ancestry.
You know what?
Okay, so she's white as F. Knows, you know exactly. What I mean? She's
go ahead. No, but what she did is she takes this test.
Yeah.
DNA.
Ancestry test, you know. And she's like point something percent.
What? I didn't know that they gave a point something.
You're not nothing. You probably touched somebody.
you were injected.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so anyway, we have Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is running for president in 2020. She put her hat, you know, she put her name in the name in the hat.
It's official. She did.
Yeah.
Put it in.
Yeah, she's running.
So she's from Massachusetts. So she laid out.
We lost our Massachusetts bad days.
I don't care. No. Oh, wow. So anyway, Boston's a great city. I like Boston.
Oh, it was a beautiful city.
Boston.
Boston's a great city. Go park the car in the Harbor Yard. You know what I'm saying? So anyway.
What?
Exactly.
Humming a who?
Is that English?
So anyway, she came up with this ingenious plan to just cut, you know, what she's running on, because she's trying to be more extreme than Bernie Sanders and more progressive, right, which I didn't think that was even possible, but oof.
Yeah, more to the left.
So she's proposing to cut $640 billion of the student debt and then replace it. See, it goes more into this. She wants to replace it with $1.25 trillion of giving everybody free education. That schools should be free. And if you go to a 2-year or 4-year public school, that it should be free.
Are we talking like GCC or are we talking like ASU?
No, like a GCC both. And an ASU, both of them should be free for everyone. Both.
Are on the same standards?
Well, no. So the article that you talked about was the forgiveness of 600 some billion.
Right. She wants to, but when you read it as it goes, she wants to forgive it, but replace it
with free college.
It's ridiculous. And they also threw in part of her plan with the free college is free healthcare for everyone. We see how well that works out. But this is what's even crazier about this. The plan would eliminate as much as $50,000 in student loan debt for each person with less than $100,000 in household income. So once again, the middle class gets fucked.
Right.
Because it's not free. Well, actually, free? I think it's the other way around. I think that one is actually taking from the poor and giving to the middle class. Because people who are making $100,000...
So listen to this. So then it goes in and says the $50,000 in relief would gradually diminish for people with household incomes between $100,000 and $250,000.
Right. It's a tiered amount. But what I'm saying is, you know, even poor people pay tax.
Mm-hmm.
But most poor people didn't go to school. They don't have a college debt. So those people aren't going to receive those benefits, right? The benefit of the forgiveness. The ones that are going to receive it are the ones that went to school, graduated, got a decent job, but they're still struggling to pay back the $100,000.
Think about a teacher, especially in the state of Arizona. I can't speak for New York because in New York, teachers, once you get tenured, you make well over $100,000, right?
Jesus.
Right. Yeah. So in this state, you know, one of my best friends, and his wife, both teachers, had to invest a lot of money to go to school, get their master's degrees and all that. So it would benefit them, right?
Right. They're making...
They're not making
$30,000 a year.
No, they're making, but still,
make more.
Let me lay out my thought here, okay, on this whole issue.
But one last point, real quick. At the end of it, the last point is, if you make more than $250,000, you get nothing. You get nothing. Yeah. So this whole equality that they want, no. Screw the rich and give to the poor.
My argument would be is that you're not giving to the poor. You're giving to the middle class. But either way, it's wrong.
It's
because
wrong,
you shouldn't
regardless.
Be taking and giving.
From anybody,
that's not,
exactly.
That's not her place to do
redistribution
that.
Of wealth, which is their
people,
bad,
people
terrible.
That signed up for student loans,
right,
entered into a contract willingly, they need to pay that money back.
Yeah, look, again.
They borrowed it from the American citizens.
Exactly what I'm going
to
say.
And they pay it back to the American citizens.
They made a choice of a low-paying career. Because some of these people can't pay it back because they have a low-paying career.
Right, and so
they
that
should
is
have known the music. Risk that they were taking when they signed up for this loan. They should have known how much money they were going to make in the career.
Right, but unfortunately, the requirements to be a teacher shouldn't cost you $100,000 if you can't make that back. That's wrong.
So they should have measured that risk, right? They should have measured that risk. We didn't know how much salary they were going to make. But you have to do these things. So why are we as a taxpayer? Right. Why are we and future taxpayers? Because a lot of future taxpayers are going to end up paying,
they're going to pay for this.
Yeah, exactly. It's unfair. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it doesn't solve the problem. And what's the fundamental problem? That college tuition is too high. Now, why is college tuition too high? And how did it get here?
Supply and demand.
Supply and demand. Exactly. Because and I'm going to play this thing for you because this is freaking hilarious. Maxine Waters, the genius of the Democratic Party.
Bankrupt California.
Jesus Christ.
Stupid fucking thing.
So I'm going to play to you. So they had representatives of all different banks, right? And they had, I'm going to play this.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I've seen this.
And she's asking them about how the banks are going to help with this skyrocketing student loan debt.
Play it.
All right.
Play it.
Now, this is genius because to me, it shows the lack of understanding And she's leading this. Right. She's a chairwoman of this. But let me play it.
So before you play it, let me just throw these numbers out real quick. So right now, I looked it up right before the show. At the end of 2018, the student debt deficit was $1.4 trillion. Jesus. She wants to subtract $600 billion. She wants to forgive $600 billion, right? Of that debt, so that takes it down to, you know,
a little less than half.
But then in her plan, it's going to cost 1.25. So when you add that up, her plan actually sets us about $600 billion further into debt.
Right.
So it doesn't help nothing.
Exactly, it doesn't.
And they think that it's going to spur, because we can't, people aren't buying houses and anything. Good. If you can't afford your bills,
right,
you don't buy more. You pay off one thing and you get the next. And if you're basing your whole economy of everybody buying houses and this, that, and being a consumer, shame on you, because you're not taking the money you're collecting from people and spending it wisely. You are now just pissing out money out your ass, and then
we're borrowing this fucking money.
Yeah.
Well, they piss it. The government winds up. Yeah, the government winds up. You know, right. Just.
Let me play this.
Thank you. Today, there are more than 44 million Americans that owe, this is student loan crisis, $1.56 trillion in student loan debt. Last month, this committee received testimony that last year, 1 million student loan borrowers defaulted, which is on top of the 1 million borrowers who defaulted the year before.
Jesus.
What are you guys doing to help us with this student loan debt?
Stop giving them loans.
Who would like to answer first? Mr. Monahan, Big Bank.
We stopped making student loans in 2007 or so.
Oh, so you don't do it anymore, Mr. Corbett?
We exited student lending in 2009.
Mr. Diamond?
When the government took over student lending in 2010 or so, we stopped doing all student lending.
Boom.
Thank you. What about small business?
Thank you. We're done with that question. Yeah. I didn't know.
So basically,
exactly.
The government is the only one
providing
student loans for the last
because
9 years.
This is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac all over again,
because
guys.
Think about it, right? So why did the companies, banks, right? They're in it to make money, right?
Right.
Why did they leave?
Because it's a bad investment.
Because exactly. Because now the government, which has endless pockets, is the one now saying, hey, everybody qualifies. You have a Social Security, you qualify. And so banks are like looking at this, that we can't compete against a government where you can forbearance your loan forever. You know what I mean? As long as you're an eternal student. And so there's no money to be made.
Right.
But also, like, what about the people that busted their ass and got scholarships and got, like, are they going to get money for being able to get scholarships?
Exactly.
Or what about me? Like, my work paid for my school because I busted my ass at work.
Oh, they did?
So, yeah.
Oh, high five.
They
to
paid
you.
For all my school.
Good job.
No, you're not going to see that.
Is my job going to get the money back for what they paid in mine?
Because,
because
if they give your job back the money, they don't buy your vote.
Oh, so you're responsible? You don't need the Democratic Party.
You don't need that.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
You went to school and you graduated and you got a real job. No, we don't want you in the Democratic Party. We want people who. Yeah. You want to play the victim and be
just like anything. I started working there at the front desk, and then they trained me to work in the PC room. And then they paid for my schools because I proved myself to be valuable there. So what about people
that.
Like me?
Well, congratulations.
Look, here's the deal, and I'm so ready to see them debate, because we know that the Democratic Party debate is going to be a competition on who can offer the most free stuff. And they've gone so far away from the party of JFK, because what did JFK say in one of his inaugurations?
It's not what you can do for me. It's what can you do for
don't
you.
Ask don't ask don't, yeah. what your country can do for you.
What can you do for
your country?
But JFK wasn't, to me, he was a different kind of Democrat. Like,
they were different back then.
They were. And if you read that speech to any college student today who leans to the left.
Oh, they would say that's a Republican. That's a conservative.
That's a Republican. Yeah.
He's a racist.
Yeah. Because he was all about, you know, protecting American interests. He was, you know what I mean? And so.
What, make America great again?
Exactly.
What?
But, and that's the issue. The issue is that we have created this problem by allowing the government to get involved in the business of student loans. The government should have never been involved in this.
That did happen under Bush. Bush did sign
it
now.
Happened under a lot of presidents.
But when we talk about certain things, that was a conservative
student
plan.
Student loans was way before George Bush.
No. Student loans always were available, right. But when the government when it got said the government was taking over, that happened under Bush.
2008?
No.
They said 2010.
Right. That's when the
Obama.
Government started doing it. But the bill, just so like everything, like Clinton.
Because they changed it from which was government guaranteed loans. They changed it to direct loans. And I think that happened under Obama.
The banker on the video clip said
and,
2010.
Yeah. And that's when they said, we can't compete against this. And so they left. So I don't know for sure, but if I were to guess, I'm going to go with Obama here.
Yeah, no, because I remember when I was in college and I saw that, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, that's why I didn't like Bush. I was like, how are you going to give everybody?
It feels good, right? It's one of those policies like, yeah, free education for everybody. Well, I'll sign anywhere. And then it's like, okay, your taxes go up. Okay, it doesn't fix the problems. Tuition is skyrocketing. And our students are more retarded than ever. They're not making money.
It's a veiled attempt to buy votes.
It's not working. Exactly.
They want to buy the votes for everybody that has a student loan.
And that's why they want to lower the voting age. That's why they want criminals to be able to vote. Did you hear what Bernie Sanders said?
Oh, my God, that they want felons to be able to be.
He was asked directly. So based on this idea that you have, that felons should be allowed to vote, you're saying that the Boston bomber should be allowed to vote. And he said yes.
Dude, they are struggling, bro. Because when they're saying things like that, to me, you are trying to find any vote that you can, and you will say that this POS over here that did domestic terrorism, they will never say that it was domestic terrorism. That shit's terrorism, because if you blow up a bus in Israel, that's terrorism. Right. It's terrorism here. You're going to say a terrorist is allowed to have a right to vote because you need it? Get out of here. Stop it.
They don't care.
You know.
They don't care.
God. Just some of the shit that I'm sorry. I mean, it's just too far. I mean, and if you have a logical brain, you almost have to support something you might not even want to support due to the fact that that don't make sense. When somebody says a felon should have the right to vote, anybody that says that, oh, he's right, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. Friend or no friend, I don't understand. Because 10 years ago, you would say absolutely not. Absolutely not. But because you don't agree with the guy that's in presidency, you're going to agree with anything on the left says because you just don't want
anything but what he wants.
They're dogmatic. They're not thinking things through. They have this idea that human beings are innately good. It's this fundamental argument that keeps coming up. Mm-hmm. The idea that human beings are fundamentally good and given enough time and searching their heart but they don't acknowledge that there's a sector of the population that wants to watch the world burn.
Okay.
That's a reality, man. And we have to come to terms with that. Anyway.
Yeah I just right.
So
real quick.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Real quick. Something I really want to talk about.
Go for it.
All right.
One of my favorite, and this is a spoiler alert, take your headphones off or whatever. Oh, Game of Thrones.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. One of my favorite characters.
Remember last week when we talked about why do people like to spoil things for everybody?
Yeah, and
remember
Tim was very adamant.
I'm not spoiling. I am not spoiling.
Why are you like this?
Oh, my favorite character deflowered herself. Good for you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Arya. Ooh. Oh, good for you, girl.
I can't relate. I don't watch.
Yeah, I know. You got to watch yourself.
Well, you remind me of like Cersei.
You know what? That book
that
you have.
Is that an insult?
No.
Your notebook is a Game of Thrones book.
I got it in a loot crate.
No, you're Cersei. You know how to play the game. You know how to play the game where you can sit on the throne. You got that because you play.
I don't think she's savage enough.
Oh, I think she's savage as F. I think she's savage enough to do it.
What character would you be?
I think she's Cersei.
No.
I think she'd be Cersei.
What about Jeremy?
He'd be Ned Stark.
Really?
Oh, honorable. Man. Honorable.
Okay.
What
would Nelson be then?
First season.
Well, Nelson would be Tyrion.
Tyrion.
There you go.
I drink and I know things.
I drink and I know things.
That's his quote.
Really?
Yes.
He's like, I drink
Tim?
And I know things.
I don't know. I don't know.
I know that there's dragons. Could he be a dragon?
No.
Tim?
He'd be Tormund.
Mm.
He'd be Tormund.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's losing.
You read my mind. Yes, I was going to say, I was going to be Tormund. I got Giant's
he's
milk.
He's comic relief.
Giant's
he's,
milk.
Yes. He killed it. He slayed a giant. Anyways,
he slayed a giant.
I know we've lost half of you guys.
Oh my God. Anyway, but.
All right, we'll leave it at that.
we forgot to talk about Alejandra Yes.
Ocasio-Cortez.
Mrs. Every Cortez. Every fucking time.
Hey, time. We always forget her. But you know what?
We'll eventually get to her.
I mean, we just don't have time. Sorry, Alejandra. Next time.
Hashtag you suck.
All right, folks. Thank you for joining us.
Catch you next week.
Follow us on all the social media platforms.
Yes.
All right.
Hashtag Game of Thrones.
All right.
Ew.
See you guys next time.
Endgame.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.